Well, g'day, awesome people. Welcome to episode 30 of the Cycle Smooth podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you have any questions at all you'd like to submit through to the show, jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com, or send me through an email, tim@cyclesmooth.com. Today's question comes from Dexter. Yeah, it's a little bit here, so I'll just slowly go through it. I'm 44 years old and I've just started cycling last year or in August, been trying to get stronger and faster steadily. Unfortunately, I had to have a 2.5 month break earlier this year. They found a tumor in my thigh anyway, got it removed and back training, and now faster than I was when I started. Mate, it's because you're just so much lighter because of the tumor. It's most likely, without knowing any more information about that, you probably find it's more to do with your blood work that you're faster. But anyway, I'll keep continuing. Might bounce back on that. However, my question is about my training and I'm doing the things right. No one I know cycles to get faster. They just go for the Sunday rides and was hoping to get some advice. God, I love the weekend rides, coffee shop rides. I normally train on Zwift, in brackets just started on Trainer Road because they have a better training plan. I normally do two 1 hour sessions during the weeks and a 90 minute session Friday/Saturday, and on Sunday we do a road around 42 kilometers. My FTP is lowly 145 and I find a struggle uphill 3-4% gradient. I can get over them, but the speed drops down to about 15-16 k's an hour. By the way, my 42 k rides on the road I usually do in about an hour 55, so pretty slow, huh? So do you think what I am doing is enough? Should I do more, or does it take to build up my fitness? He's planning to do a 100k ride in Perth, which is in April, I think it is, the Dams ride. Actually, I used to live in Perth. I lived there 5-6 years thereabouts, and beautiful place, just that heat drove me out. But the Dams ride, my nephew cycled that young back 3-4 years ago, and he was, you know, super young when he did it, and he wanted this aero helmet going before. He had it in his head, he needed this aero helmet, so he got this aero helmet on this road bike, and he did the event with the aero helmet, and I think that was the very first and last time he ever wore that helmet. That's just a little side note. Anyway, so you said your FTP is 145. We get carried away with what your FTP number is. It's a nice number to, you know, try and increase your FTP, but what's more important is the power to weight. So that could be a very, very low number, or it could be, you know, a good number depending on how small you are. I'm taking it, there's definitely room for improvement, seeing as you're going up hills, 3-4% at 14-15 k's an hour or so, 15-16 k's an hour, and your 42 k rides taking around just under 2 hours. So what I would look at doing is sticking with Trainer Road or Zwift or whatever. The time you're riding's okay. You can do more is, you know, for a lot of people, more is more. But I would be looking at doing, so you're 100k events in April, so you're 4 months, 5 months. So I'd be looking at doing a real, you know, trying to build some strength on the bike. So you're doing 2 1-hour rides through the week, then you've got the 90-minute ride Friday or Saturday or end or Saturday, and then you got your, you know, coffee shop ride, so to speak, on the Sunday. So I'd be inclined to make one of those rides with two of those rides, I'd be making, so you're, let's call it Monday in your Friday ride, some over-gearing work. So let's say Monday you're doing 20 times 1 minute in a very big gear. At maybe for the first few weeks, a couple of weeks at your FTP. So you just warm up for 10 minutes, crack that baby into a low gear, and I'll talk about cadence in a second, but I'd be, like, whatever your normal cadence is, let's say it's 90 RPM, or well, let's call it an 80 RPM. So you're just going to go down to 50 RPM, thereabouts, and just smash those, just crunch those big gears around that 145 watts. Do that for a couple of weeks, then maybe increase it to 165 watts for a couple of weeks. And you can continue doing that session. Let's say you're doing it every Monday. You do that session throughout pretty well for most of the lead up until about 2 weeks out from your event, and then you can change it up a little bit. You're doing, and you just slowly increase your power. But you're doing 20 times 1 minute at 145 watts, and then you back it off to, maybe, I don't know, 70, 80 watts. Just really easy spin for that 1 minute. That's going to help build up some strength. Your Tuesday, sorry, your other one, you can either do a faster set, you know, jump on Trainer Road and see what fast speed sets they got, or jump on Zwift and maybe do a Zwift race. You just want something high, a little high intensity, hard sharp ones, and then your Saturday. Your Friday, Saturday ones, I'd be looking at maybe doing another strength session on the bike. So with that, I'd be doing four, like, so let's say you got your 90-minute ride. You know, 50 minutes of it might be at a moderate effort. And then in that last, before, you know, keeping in mind the last 10 minutes is going to be a cool down. So over a 30-minute period, you might go a heap of 4 minute efforts, so you, or as many 4 minute efforts as you can. So you just big gear again, you know, back down to 50 RPM or you know, whatever, let's call it 50 RPM. So smash those big gears at your just hovering under FTP. So your FTP is 145, so maybe stick it around 135, just chewing those big gears. And then on your weekend ride, I'd just be just enjoying that. Good bit of pleasure. But to increase, the way I'm thinking is you've got to increase some more strength, and then you can start working on trying to increase that VO2 max ceilings, and that will help raise your FTP. So, you said there was something I'm trying to work out. I'm just got the email. So, I wouldn't be surprised to see that you had an instant improvement with your, from before the tumor. Because that, just from your blood works. But there was something else I was going to earmark here. This is great homework. I'm reading it, basically straight out and entering it out on the fly. Sunday ride, Zwift. Yeah, if you don't do a Zwift race on that, the second day through the week, I'd be looking at doing something that's going to give you 3 minute efforts. And then as you get closer to the event, you want to just increase it a little bit. Increase the, maybe go into sweet spot. But that's the thing I wanted to talk about, is cadence. I'd love to know your cadence. Cadence is a funny thing. I've mentioned in a recent episode. I'm trying to look that up as I'm talking here at the same time. But cadence is a funny thing. So I'd almost be inclined to try and keep your cadence around the 80 RPM. But having said that, if it's lower than 80, I'd probably try and increase it to about 80. just to be on the safe side, if it's higher than 80, then I'd leave it at higher than 80, just as long as it's natural. See, 44 years old, you doesn't say what weight you are. I would dare say you've got a lot of room for improvements. But you're new, you're in August, since August, I think you can look forward to the next 6 years of seeing some big gains in your performance, and then there's something to look forward to. Everyone loves big gains, but I would imagine if you stick with staying wildly consistent, if your available training hours permit it, and your lifestyle permits it, you know, bank, whatever, I'd be almost inclined to try and sneak in a couple of, you know, try and get a gym membership and try and go there for, you know, if you can cut that down to a 30-minute session twice a week. I think you could get a real bang for your buck, and not only with cycling performance at that age and that beginning, but you want to be a strong 64-year-old, not just a strong 44-year-old, and I think that would pay long-term dividends. I don't know if you're going to make any short-term gains going to the gym, as in gains for this event in April, but I do think you can make some big gains over 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 plus years by just going to the gym and doing an actual proper structured gym session. And you don't need to be you don't need to be spending a lot of time in them, because you're getting a lot of strength work and a lot of other work done through the bike. I hope that helps. I've rambled a bit, and if you have any follow-up questions, shoot me through an email. And that goes for everyone. If you guys have any other questions, just jump on through to the website, cyclesmith.com. Till next episode. Hooroo.